Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot's Drupal Development Deep Dive Workshop Week in London, England. Come join Angela Webchick Byron and Randy Fay for a week-long excursion into the depths of Drupal's API and module development. The event happens September 20th through the 24th and is split up into two workshops, Basic Module Development on Monday and Tuesday, and Advanced Drupal Development on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Sign up for each workshop individually or sign up for the whole week, save some money, and become a complete Drupal Development superhero. For more information, visit lullabot.com/events.
So my name is Stefan Kolosket, score on Drupal.org. I live in Boston. I've been using Drupal for 4 years now, and I'm part of the security team and also known as RDF maintainer, the maintainer of the RDF module in Drupal 7. So last time I talked to you, it was in DC about a year ago, and there's been much going on since then. So the most important thing is the series of patches that went into core. The biggest one was in October last year. So now we have Foth, Shock, Scuzz, all these RDF namespaces in core.
What does that mean exactly when you say Foth is F-O-A-F? What does that mean?
So Foth is a friend of a friend. So it's a way to describe people you know. You can also say your name and your email address, your location, things like that. And when you use Foth, you ensure that machines will understand your information about your user profile. And all your users can also have their user profiles as RDF. And search engines will then pick this information up and display it in a very nice way in the search results. So right now, Yahoo and Google both understand RDFA. And so you will get pretty soon nice search results once you start using Drupal 7.
So it seems like this is baked into fields in core, or what do people have to do to kind of leverage the benefits of RDFA in their Drupal 7 sites in order to leverage these additional SEO benefits and also just creating more information for the semantic web?
Right. So by default, we've got some mappings in core. So when you install Drupal 7, you'll have like your username linked to all the posts that you make, the date when you posted the blog post, and then you have the title of the post and the content of it and all the comments. All this is linked out of the box with RDFA, so you don't have to do pretty much anything. However, if you want to go further and be a bit more specific and you want to use a specific namespace because you're dealing with specific use case, you can use the RDF API in core to write a bit of code. There will also be an UI in Contrib to allow you to add these mappings and be a bit more specific than the generic mappings we have.
So the mappings, it sounds like we have the title, the body, the comments. What are specifically those mappings and what's it telling these RDFA search engines?
So it's basically saying when you're looking at a blog post, say, it's telling the search engines what the title is, the date the blog post was created, the author, and the main body of the post. But it also tells the machines that, you know, there are like 5 comments, and it says who posted these comments, the title, the date, the content of the comments. So all this information is picked up and can be rendered by search engines. So you can also build applications to, you can imagine, like, if you want to have statistics on the web, so all this information is freely available. So you could find, for example, all the posts that your friends made between such and such dates, this type of thing.
I see. So if you wanted to search for every comment that I made on the internet, if I have a consistent identity, then I could presumably at some point in the future go to Google and search for my unique username, identity, and hopefully see all of my comments from a specific time period.
Yeah. There's also the tags. So, you know, with taxonomy, you can tag your content. So all these tags are also marked up with RDFA. So again, you could say drill down on your friends and only see the posts that they made on a specific topic, like say Paris or DrupalCon or cats or whatever you're interested in.
And so it seems like Drupal is going to be a pretty prominent figure in the world of the semantic web, you know, coming up here. So what do you see as like on the horizon and down the road for what's going to be happening with the semantic web?
That's right. There are many people looking at Drupal now because it's leading the way and pioneer in terms of semantic CMS. And in fact, I've met people yesterday here who are really interested. Some of them don't actually know they are doing semantic stuff, but they are looking at semantic Drupal 7 to really apply what they're interested in. So they're going to use that. And there's also Fauve plus SSL that allows people to log in onto the other sites using trusted social networks.
So that's Fauve plus the SSL security layer. So what it sounds like there's, you know, authentication in that. What does that mean? What's that giving you?
Yeah, it's like a very seamless authentication. So you don't need a password. You just need a certificate on your machine. So when you go on a site that you want to log into, you just click on login with Fauve plus SSL, and it's going to prompt you to choose your certificate, and it's going to log in. So you don't have to remember passwords and things like that.
I see. So it's sort of like when you're SSHing into a server where you only have a certificate.
Yeah, it's like a SSH key, private and public key. So
I see. So just it's sort of the next step up beyond OpenID or the...
Yeah, exactly. And OpenID also ties in with Fauve, but Fauve plus SSL is just the next step, making it even seamless, so no password to remember.
And so what else do you sort of see is, you know, you've always been working with the semantic web and Drupal. So what are you personally working on?
Yeah, right now I'm in Boston. I'm working on the SCF distribution for scientific communities. So with that, we plan to allow different scientific communities to communicate with each other. So Fauve plus SSL is one means to enable this network of trusted parties. So semantic web will really help the user experience as well.
So that's the semantic collaboration framework? And
Semantic collaboration framework. So right now I'm working on the SCF platform. It stands for Science Collaboration Framework. It allows to build site for scientists to collaborate online. And thanks to this Fauve plus SSL that we're planning to implement, we will allow them to log on to other networks very easily and also control who is able to log in depending on what expertise they have, and it will greatly improve the user experience.
And is there any other like big institutions or other research people or even commercial entities that you know of that's starting to look into Drupal and the semantic web?
Yeah, recently the White House released their new site on Drupal 6, and I know for a fact they've been looking at Drupal. One of the reasons was that it's highly semantic web enabled. So because of the whole data.gov and open data for government movement, they're really interested in using Drupal, and they'll surely move to Drupal 7 at some point and benefit from all the built-in RDF goodness. There's also data.gov.uk, and that site is also running Drupal, and so they have all these data sets, linked data sets, and so they also jumped in the bandwagon. This morning I was also talking to someone from theexaminer.com, and they are releasing their Drupal 7 site next month. So they are also very excited because they're going to benefit from all the work we've done in Drupal 7 core for adding RDFA, and that's going to be out of the box for them. So that's exciting times for Drupal and linked data.
And then Drupal may be able to consume that in some way? Or?
Drupal is not able to consume it yet. We first looked at how to expose Drupal data at RDF because that was the first step. There will be modules in Contrib to consume this data to kind of mirror. Like one example is, say, you want to have a centralized user profile information. So you just have to update in one place your name or your address. Say your address changes or your location or your job. So you update your centralized profile and all the other profiles which are linked to it can just pull information from there.
Is there anything else that you wanted to bring up about RDF and what's on the horizon for the semantic web in Drupal?
So right now Core has a very basic RDF mapping API, but Contrib will have much more powerful features. Like, for example, besides the UI that I mentioned earlier where administrators can choose the mappings depending on what type of content they build, for example, if it's a calendar, if they are building events. There are ways of describing this in Aria. So it's just a matter of picking the right namespace and the right property, and there is documentation for that on Drupal.org. So, but another thing is there'll be a way to query a site directly using Sparkle, which is the RDF query language. So you'll be able to go onto a site and write a query, and later we're also planning to build a query builder similar to Views for RDF. So with that, you'll be able to go into a site, say Drupal.org, and query, you know, pretty much anything you want. So it's like giving you like a SQL access, except that it's RDF, and it's a bit more abstracted than SQL. So say you want to have the list of all the people who participated in issues which have the tag, say, upgrade path to Drupal 7. I mean, that's something I was working on lately. And or even get all the people who participated in the RDF issues. Right now, there's no way of doing that. You could do it if you had access to SQL, but it's not something that you give people. So
okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you.